And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So some of those groups that are out there, let me tell you a few before we hit the bottom of the hour. By the way, I got a question for y'all that I'm going to be slinging at you right before we go to the next break that I want to get your creative input on. But let me do this. Top 10 conservative advocacy groups. This is a piece that came out a couple of years ago. But listen, I'm telling you, there's all kinds. There's conservative business-oriented groups. There's conservative fiscal policy groups. There's conservative family-oriented groups. There's conservative veterans groups. There's conservative Second Amendment and other liberty-oriented groups, First Amendment groups, conservative legal groups, conservative Christian groups, all of it. You have a cause, you have a desire, you have a passion. Man, there's probably already one out there operating in that battle space. You got to find what's in your battle space and link up. You got places like groups like the American Conservative Union, been around since 1964, the American Family Association, one of the top 10. Americans for Prosperity. I mean, they're a group that has 3.2 million members, and they focus on, you know, lower taxes and less government. You got Citizens United, an organization dedicated to restoring citizen control of government. You got the Conservative Caucus. You got the Eagle Forum, which, you know, we've had Alabama's chapter of the Eagle Forum on the show multiple times. Our friend Becky Gerritsen runs that. Eagle Forum has been around doing grassroots political activism since like 1972. They're solid. Family Research Council, which, by the way, Alabama Policy Institute, Stephanie, and I used to be on staff with API. Family Research Council has these things they call the Family Policy Councils that are conservative, social policy issue, family-oriented, Christian-based. I mean, Family Research Council is a great organization. Never mind the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center calls them a hate group. They're awesome. You got Freedom Watch, which is a legal organization, protecting freedoms and privacy rights and things like that. You got Freedom Works, which is its motto is, if government fails, freedom works. They've been fighting for individual liberties and free markets since 1984. You got the Heritage Foundation, which is one of my favorite go-to sources for deep dive data on policy issues out of D.C. Heritage Foundation is a lot like Alabama Policy Institute is to Alabama what the Heritage Foundation is to the national scene. They're like a research and kind of a sort of a think tank type mentality. You got groups like Concerned Veterans of America. So all you vets out there, active duty or not, retired, or maybe you got veterans issues that you just like to deal with. So Concerned Veterans for America is listed as one of the top conservative veterans organizations out there. And they are all about doing things that, you know, help to provide oversight of the Veterans Administration, improve access and quality of care, try to rebalance the constitutional war powers and make sure the military is not getting abused. And then you got groups like STARS. We've had we've had a couple of them on here. But STARS, which is spelled with two R's, STARRS, you can find them at stars.us. They're about dealing with wokeism in the military. And then, how about this? Maybe you're of a younger generation. Well, how about YAF, which is Young America's Foundation? Young America's Foundation, which I believe has been formed by Ben Shapiro and the folks over at Daily Wire. Young America's Foundation is got a huge presence online. They put together conferences for college campuses, and they've got, like, you know, tons of support. But Ben Shapiro has been a speaker at there, and I don't think he founded it, actually. I think he's just been involved. But, yeah, YAF, great organization. Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, again, empowering students and empowering people to understand fiscal responsibility and free markets and limited government. I'm just telling you, folks, they're out there. And then some of the top Christian groups, you got the American Center for Law and Justice. You got Billy Graham's organizations, one of which is Samaritan's Purse. Love them. And I love the fact, too, that Franklin Graham, he does not play. He says, I love Jesus, and oh, by the way, that political thing over there is messed up. He'll say it. And so, yes, there are some great Christian groups out there that do amazing things. If you ever have a question, like if you want to ask what I know about a group, you're welcome to text in 833-687-4448, and I'll tell you what I know. In the meantime, all I'm saying is this, there's strength in numbers. Do not sit out there and think, well, I wish I could do something, because you may just be able to plug in and start doing. And so I'm just going to, and maybe you're not physically able to do, but you might send a dollar or three. Okay, here's my question I want to know as we go to break. I want to know, how would you fund the wall? Where would you find the money? Find me some money, y'all. Show me the money. Where would you find the money to go build the southern border wall? I know you got some ideas. Tell me about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.